The third Monday of January, which was yesterday, January 18th, has been awarded the gloomy title of Blue Monday due to a combination of post-Christmas blues, cold dark nights, and the arrival of unpaid credit card bills. It's always a more gloomy time of year, highlighted even further this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I reached partner and licensed insolvency trustee at BDO here in Newfoundland and Labrador and host of Your Money on VOCM, Nancy Snedden, to ask her about Blue Monday and if they're expecting to see more people in financial distress amid the pandemic.
Yeah, then we definitely are expecting to see more people in financial distress, and not necessarily solely due to spending at Christmas. There's always a few people where they're kind of teetering on the edge with their finances, and Christmas may be something that pushes them over if they want to provide, you know, as best they can for their families and that kind of thing. But I think with the pandemic and the amount of economic downturn, the loss of employment, the number of people who had to apply for government benefits, in addition to the record levels of debt that Newfoundlanders and Labradorians were already carrying, I think 2021 is definitely going to be a tumultuous year in the insolvency industry.
Speaking of the pandemic, of course, and CERB, are CERB clawbacks playing into the concern and the mix of troubles?
Yeah, I think they definitely are. We are getting more and more calls, and I know my colleagues across the country are getting more and more calls as well from people who have received letters from Revenue Canada or are starting to wonder, even if they haven't received a letter, are they on the list of people who will be looking to have these benefits repaid? And, you know, it's not necessarily the fault of the consumer here. When these benefits were rolled out, it was a little vague, and it wasn't as clear on who these benefits were meant to qualify. And people applied for them thinking they qualified and maybe later realized, or maybe still don't realize, that they didn't qualify. But I think having to repay these benefits at a time where a lot of people still aren't fully back to work and aren't at their full levels of income is definitely going to hurt them.
Has COVID-19 caused the number of insolvencies that you would have expected?
2020 insolvencies were actually at a record low. And I think it not because people's finances were in much better shape, but because there was so much uncertainty. So people were relying more on their credit. So although they may be in a position where they needed financial help and needed to look at filing a proposal or bankruptcy, knowing that they would lose access to their credit created less people looking for that service because they didn't know if they had lost their job when they'd get back to work, or if they weren't unemployed, if they would continue to be employed. So they wanted to make sure that they had access to that credit to get them over the hump that the pandemic created. So it's not that people are in better financial shape. It's just that there's a pause, I think, as these government benefits continue to be available and as people rely on the credit to get them over this hump. That's why we're expecting 2021 to see, increases in the other direction. So 2020 was a record low for insolvencies. We're expecting 2021 to be setting records in filings.
Nancy, are you getting many calls from clients who just don't know what to do financially or are worried about the future?
We're getting more and more calls. So I would say we had a bit of a lull from April till August, as I said, as people were unsure about what was happening in the future. We started to see an increase once September hit, and we're continuing to see that increase in calls. People are looking for options. They're struggling financially. It's creating a lot of stress for them and their family. And although they don't know if a consumer proposal or bankruptcy is the right answer for them, they need to talk to someone to figure out what is the right answer and if that is the right answer. Just making the call and sitting down and having the conversation is a stress reliever in itself. And I hear from clients all the time when they make that initial appointment, I say, you know, that was the hardest part. That the hardest part is actually making the decision to call. And time again, I hear from them at the end of the first appointment, you don't know how much better I feel. Like, just knowing that there's an answer and that there's an option to move forward for you and your family makes all the difference in the world. So I always say, if you're looking at a debt repayment strategy for yourself, sit down and look at list out all the debts that you have, list out the interest rates on them and the monthly payment on them. And what's going to work out better for you is really going to be dependent on what motivates you. Because when you're, as with anything, any goal that you're setting, the motivation to continue with that goal and to achieve that goal can be different for different people. So if you're someone who needs to get that kind of instant gratification or near-term gratification in order to see success, then start with your lowest debt and get that one paid off first. because then you can move on to your next and you'll continue to get that motivation by seeing the progress that you're making. If that's not a motivating factor for you, then I would recommend starting with your highest interest debt first and working towards getting that one paid off. If you're in a situation where you're unable to see the light at the end of the tunnel, if you see that, you know what, I'm not going to be able to focus on paying down one debt over another because I can only afford to make the minimum payment, then at that point, it may be time to call a licensed insolvency trustee and get some advice on how you can get that debt paid down.
Nancy, do you expect a lot of people will be unable to recover financially after this is over and the world starts getting back to normal?
You know, debt forgiveness is in place by the federal government, Ben, for a reason, right? People find times in their life. 90% of the people that come through my doors, it's because of a life event. It's because, you know, they had a relationship breakdown or an illness or a loss of employment or loss or reduction in income. There's something that's happened that's gotten them to this place of financial difficulty. And that's why the debt forgiveness is there. That's why the Bankruptcy Insolvency Act exists. So it's there for the people who need to take advantage of it. And, you know, I do feel that it's going to be needed more than ever. You know, there's no judgment, there's no shame, there's no reason to feel bad or guilty about finding yourself in the need of these services. You really just need to focus on your future, making the right decision to put you and your family on the best foot forward for the future. Make the call is what I would say to people. If you're struggling or you're not sure if you are making the right decisions on your finances, by calling a licensed insolvency trustee, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to go bankrupt or we're going to tell you that you need to file a consumer proposal. It's about talking about your own personal situation and getting the right advice about what the best path forward is for you. Like I said, just making the call and having the initial free appointment will release some stress for you.
Nancy Seddon, licensed insolvency trustee at BDO, thank you very much for this.
My pleasure, Ben.